This hour brought to you by LibertyOnCall.org. Take back your independence, control, and make your own healthcare decisions. LibertyOnCall.org. Together, we are one.
The right to bear arms shall not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Shall not be infringed. Here comes the nation's Second Amendment watchdog. Stand back, gun grabbers, and welcome to the House of Pain. Brought to you by Frog Lube. Performance made in the USA. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady. Bill Frady.
All right. Back up on the plate again. I'd really like to know what mysterious force it is that makes my shock mount work its way loose when nothing moves. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio, this is Lock and Load. Number to get in, 877-807-4048. Tonight, just as a special edition, every time we get a call for Dr. Joy Brown, my man Patrick is going to be drinking. Right, Patrick? This portion of the show brought to you in part by AmmunitionDepot.com.
27,000 square feet. 50 million rounds on hand. Outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. Now we're going to start getting mergers. Ever since Representative Gabrielle Giffords started her remarkable recovery from an assassination attempt in January 2011. She's been campaigning for gun control ever since she got up and around again. The perpetrator, Jared Lee Loeffner, was later found to be mentally unstable, but not after he took the lives of six people, including a 9-year-old girl and a federal judge. When she recovered, Giffords, along with her husband Mark Kelly, founded the Americans for Responsible Solutions organization to push for common sense regulations on firearms. They have yet to score on the federal level, but now they've decided to reach out and they're going to merge with the Law Center to Prevent Gun Violence, a California-based gun control group. Coming from USA Today, the group created by former Congresswoman Gabrielle Giffords to push for tighter control on the sale of guns is merging with a group focused on the legal issues surrounding gun control. The merger, announced Wednesday, brings together the notoriety of Giffords' Americans for Responsible Solutions in Washington with the legal acumen of the Law Center to Prevent Gun Violence in San Francisco. For now, the two groups will retain separate names and separate offices. The Law Center to Prevent Gun Violence was founded in the wake of a July 1993 shooting spree at a San Francisco law firm that left 8 dead. It is a resource for legal expertise and information on state and federal firearm law. Robin Thomas is the executive director of the center and says, by teaming with the Americans for Responsible Solutions, our legal experts will have a much larger platform to help bring key policies like universal background checks to more states. Now, heretofore, they have been unable to get anything through Congress. The two groups have had success working together at the state level, where Thomas said 125 new laws have been passed in 41 states since Americans for Responsible Solutions was founded. The Law Center will now operate as part of the Americans for Responsible Solutions Foundation. No change in leadership or staffing is planned at either group. Now, the first thing I'm going to challenge here is that they are saying that the Americans for Responsible Solutions are responsible for 125 new laws in 41 states. No way. There is no way. I know that's not true. I know that's not true. So just from the start, you see the way they start to bend things to match the narrative. Giffords was recently featured in an ad by the Clinton campaign where the former congresswoman backed the gun control agenda of the former first lady. In a New Hampshire town hall event back in October, Clinton said that Australia is a good example for gun control policy. Now, anyone who knows anything about this model knows that it's centered on gun bans and confiscation, which is the holy grail for the anti-gun left. Most people would not, really don't care to go after someone who is flirted with death like Giffords has and made an astounding comeback like Giffords has. Good for her. But even Kevin Williamson from The Rag, which I no longer read, the National Review, wrote, being shot in the head by a lunatic does not give one any special grace to pronounce upon public policy questions. The same logic applies to those who back candidates that would follow or are receptive to policies that are grossly unconstitutional regarding our Second Amendment rights. Moreover, she backs repealing the Protection of Lawful Commerce in Arms Act, which this would set the stage for the gun industry just to be, you know, litigated out of existence for everything. Because she's out there saying, well, they have immunity. No, they don't have immunity. They are completely liable if their product is bad or if it's designed wrong or if it is dangerous. But if it functions the way it's supposed to, that's not cause for liability. Giffords has not been an angel in this fight either. She's doled out some pretty nasty ads that even the Arizona Republic, who had previously endorsed her, found to be base and vile during the 2014 midterm elections. The Republic was specifically commenting on the media blitz against now Republican Representative Martha McSally, who they felt did nothing but exploit family tragedies for cheap political points. Giffords, a public figure, she can take it. As for the fight ahead, it should come as no surprise that even with this merger, the NRA's war chest is much larger. In 2014, the Americans for Responsible Solutions took in $159,900, according to their most recent tax return filed with the IRS. Americans for Responsible Solutions Political Action Committee raised about $3 million in the final 6 months of 2015, according to its filing with the FCC. That's about $4.2 million in its campaign account at the start of 2016. The Law Center took in about $1.4 million in 2014. The NRA's Political Victory Fund raised $572,406 in January alone, according to its FEC report, and has $11.3 million in its account to start February. In addition, the NRA Foundation had $41.3 million in revenue in 2013, according to its most recent tax filings, and total assets of $115.2 million. So if it's going to be about money, okay, we're going to win that one. And if it's going to be about anything else, we'll see. We'll see. So, no, I don't know how that's going there. 863, I'm sorry, I don't. I wonder how many of these other places will merge. Now, Bloomberg normally buys groups, you know, or creates them. But his mayor's against illegal guns. When was the last time we heard from them? And we just heard from Shannon Watts for the first time in the longest time. And we keep hearing from the Trace, which is constantly out there trying to seem impartial, which sort of defeats their purpose as far as I'm concerned, because people that read their stuff get out there and say, well, I thought it was sort of even. So this hearts and minds things that they're pushing out there is not exactly going the way it should. So we'll see. We'll see. We'll see what's coming up from them. We'll see if anybody else decides to merge. I can think of a couple that probably should, but we'll see. But even if they merge, once again, they don't have a big membership. These organizations do not have a lot of people. Like the Coalition to Stop Gun Violence, that's not a very big coalition. When I think of a coalition, I'm thinking of a ballroom, not a closet. We'll be right back.
for an edge. Eliminating the faults. Creating a fusion between man and weapon. This is S3F Solutions. S3F ignores the naysayers, stepping out of the box and reimagining weapons modification with an approach that is altogether just different. Paying special attention to the components that shake the shot, S3F smooths the space between each pull of the trigger, equaling more rounds down range in less time. S3FSolutions.com. In an imperfect world, accuracy matters.
Agency Arms, a 21st century company founded by professional weapon operators. Agency Arms takes your carrier weapon and performs a lethal transformation designed to enhance function and manipulation, civilian or professional. An Agency Arms gun is reimagined to a degree its designer could only dream about. The slide, frame, and trigger refined to a deadly edge. To order or find out more, go to agencyarms.com. Now it's out in the open. Agency Arms.
Welcome to the Brotherhood.
Don't know what's in your drinking water? Better get a ProPure. With the Pro 1G 2.0 all-in-one filter, remove over 200 contaminants, including fluoride and lead. Taste water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure water filtration products. There's a ProPure system for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details on our current free shipping special or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Something shocking just happened in a Coast Guard unit in San Diego. The old guys in the unit have turned the tables and are now destroying the young bucks in head-to-head fitness tests. How is this even possible? Turns out the old guys in this unit have been part of a special test group for a doctor-formulated fountain of youth drink called Patriot Power Greens. Patriot Power Greens has been so effective for many of the older soldiers that it's made their achy joints, stiff muscles, and lack of energy a thing of the past. Previously, this drink was only available to elite military units. But for a limited time, the creator of Patriot Power Greens has set aside a small number of free sample packs specifically for our conservative friends. But you must act fast. Due to the high demand from members of the Coast Guard, our supply is extremely limited right now.
To claim your free samples of Patriot Power Greens, go to greens75.com. That's greens75.com. greens75.com.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show brought to you by AmmunitionDepot.com.
27,000 square feet, 50 million rounds on hand. Outrageous depth of selection.
This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. Merrick B. Garland, he's the appointee from Obama to try to replace the very large shoes, you know, fill the large shoes of Antonin Scalia. He was a Clinton appointee and clerked under liberal Supreme Court Justice William Brennan. Even before the nomination, the vacancy produced urgent calls for a replacement to be nominated based on claims that an eight-person court would not be fully functioning. Because you see, right now we have one Chief Justice and seven Associate Justices. This would hamstring the judiciary and would amount to partisan understaffing. With Obama's nomination of Garland, the clamor for immediate action will increase. But is an eight-person Supreme Court really unworkable for the period between now and early 2017 when a newly elected president will offer a replacement? A little history, if you will. Article 3 of the Constitution says that judicial power shall be vested in one Supreme Court and such other inferior courts as Congress shall ordain. It always came as a surprise to constitutional students that the size of the Supreme Court is not set at 9 by the Constitution. In fact, the first court was 6 members, the Chief Justice and 5 Associate Justices. Between then and 1869, the court was sometimes 7, sometimes 10, sometimes 9. But the Judiciary Act of 1869 finally fixed the number at 9, one Chief and 8 Associates. It has not changed since, with the best known attempt at increasing its size being FDR's unsuccessful court packing scheme in 1937. So the question is, can the Supreme Court effectively operate with only 8 judges? Yes, it can. It can. Even with 9 members, it does so when a justice recuses himself or herself because of an actual or potential conflict of interest, just taking the number to 8. As an example, Elena Kagan should have recused herself every time something comes up about Obamacare. I don't think she did, but she should be. But she has, as recently as the Fisher versus University of Texas case, where she did not participate because she worked on one side of the case as Solicitor General. Now, she has recused herself from 28 cases out of the 75 decided opinions. So, it was functioning with 8 without her, 28 different times. Before Scalia passed away, the court operated in over one-third of its cases with just 8 justices during that entire term. But what about those close and controversial 5-4 decisions of which Scalia was a part? Isn't it likely that the court will be essentially deadlocked on some important constitutional issues? Yes, that is a possibility, but not as likely as you might think. The court statistics here are enlightening. For the term for which we have the most recent data in October 2014 term that ended June 2015, the Supreme Court issued 74 opinions on the merits, of which 19 were 5-4 opinions. 26% of those 13 can be said to have generated by ideological splits between the conservative and liberal wings of the court. Moreover, this particular term was reasonably contentious, containing the Obergefell case, the same-sex marriage, King versus Burwell, tax credits under Obamacare, and Michigan versus EPA, cost to businesses of regulation. If you take a look back over the decade of the Chief Justice John Roberts Court, a similar pattern emerges. For the 10 years starting in the 2005 term, the percentage of total opinions that were 5-4 averaged 27% on 17 decisions. The point is that much of the court decides, of what they do decide, is not dependent upon 9 justices. It never has been, because most of the decisions are not close. 8 justices will do the job. Now, what about a Supreme Court term in which there might be a number of ties? What happens in those cases? If a case is argued and decided but the justices are deadlocked, then the lower court's decision from which the case came on appeal stands. but it is not a national precedent binding on all courts. As Russell Wheeler of the Brookings Institute recently said, it's as if the court had never heard the case. So that means it could be picked up again. That means it could be picked up again. In some cases, such a result might cut one way, or in another, cut a different way. The highly contested abortion case, Whole Woman's Health versus Hellerstedt. A 4-4 split would allow the Fifth Circuit's decision upholding a Texas abortion-related law to remain in effect, but with no nationwide precedential impact. The law in question, called HB 2, called required doctors working in abortion clinics to have admitting privileges in nearby hospitals and at the clinics themselves to be able to qualify as sites where the surgery could be performed. Half of the Texas clinics could not meet those requirements, and as a result, they closed their door. Big deal. So, would they be able to function? Yes. 28 times in the last term, they had to function with 8 justices, because Kagan did actually recuse herself. Just not on the one I think she should have. So, recuse, excuse me. So, there is no sense of urgency in this. There should be no sense of urgency in this. It's perfectly okay to let this run as it is. The Democrats set the bar where it is. We're just doing the lambada. Or not the limbo. We're doing the limbo dance under it. If we were doing the lambada, ooh la la. But it's limbo. We're doing the limbo. Limbo, limbo. How low can you go? They're the ones that set the bar where it's at. And we're just dancing underneath it. And what's good for the goose is good for the gander. So take it. Take it, Democrats. I hate that you don't like it. But you're the ones that set it in place. You and Harry Reid. The way they talk out of both sides of their face, they'll say one thing in one year. We'll have them on video saying that. Then they'll get up, and it's like, that video doesn't exist. We'll play it right before them. Maybe everybody that asks these questions should have this on like an iPad so they can watch it. Excuse me, Senator Schumer, do you remember when you said this? Oh, so when you said that, you weren't really saying what you think we thought you were saying, right? Okay. All right. Thank you. Thanks, sir. We'll be right back.
America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready. 27,000 square feet. 50 million rounds on hand. Outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to ammunitiondepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Hey everyone, with 20 plus years as a radio host, I've seen about everything. One thing that keeps recurring though are these timeshare charlatans. These high pressure salespeople who get folks to come out to some resort for a special weekend offer. Then they get them in a corner and browbeat them and coerce them into buying a timeshare they don't need, they don't want, and they can't afford. And then they're stuck with that thing forever. Monthly payments, mortgage payments, annual fees that keep going up and up. Well, up until recently, people thought they couldn't get rid of these things. You know, you can't get out of the contract, you can't get out of the deed or the membership. Well, that's not true. My friends at American Consumer Credit, a timeshare release company, can get you free. That's their personal guarantee. 12 years in business, free consultation, A-plus rating with the BBB, they're the real deal. You want to get out of your timeshare contract? Call them now. 800-587-EXIT. That's 800-587-3948. 800-587-EXIT. Call now. 800-587-3948.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
There truly is safety in numbers. Welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Loop Performance Made in the USA studio. This is Lock and Load. Number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show brought to you by AmmunitionDepot.com. 27,000 square feet, 50 million rounds on hand, outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold. Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. The numbers are in. But they're a little... Apparently they run 2 years behind on the ATF about putting out how many guns got out there in a given year. In 2014, there were 9,050,626 firearms manufactured. 3,625,268 firearms imported. 420,932 firearms exported. I really don't understand that disparity in numbers, but that's beside the point. This includes rifles and shotguns and handguns and others, the others being mostly receivers that might either become rifles or handguns when finished. It does not include firearms produced for the military services. Totally different animal altogether. The total addition to the firearms stock for 2014, production plus imports minus exports, the total is 12,254,962 firearms in 2014. Which brings the total in the United States in civilian hands today to 375 million at the end of the year in 2014. Never mind what happened in 2015. That hasn't come out yet. Never mind that 2015 was a banner year. Never mind that 2016 started out as a banner year. This is up to 2014, 375 million that we're counting. The NICS checks for 2014 was similar in number to 2013, but the ratio of those checks used to procure new firearms to the total was a little less than average over the last 15 years. 2013, the ratio was a little bit above average. That's because there were more new gun buyers buying guns for the first time ever, and probably some of them went back and bought another gun since then. Many NICS checks are used to purchase firearms that are already in the private stock. A fair number are used for the background checks on carry permits, and more than one firearm may be purchased with a single background check. The number of NICS checks for 2014 was 20.969 million, slightly lower than in 2013 when it was 21.094 million. Rounded to the nearest thousand, give or take, you know. What's a thousand between friends? With background checks, there's a lot of things that happen with background checks that, and there's a lot of things you don't see with background checks. A background check may be used to purchase multiple firearms. You may be buying for two or three or four, who knows? Or, and then there's people like me with a concealed carry permit who don't have to go through a background check. No telling how many guns I get or people like me get. So, you know, I don't know if that's revealing or if we should be jumping. But whatever it is, it's the numbers are significant. Now, the delay in the release of production numbers by the ATF is not bureaucratic inefficiency. It is required by law. From the 2016 ATF report, I could read all of this minutia to you. It's required by law. They do it for 2 years behind. It does not explain. It does not explain anything as to why they do that. It just explains that this is the way it will be done. The one thing they have to do is release only included aggregate data, and they cannot identify any specific industry member to comply with the Trade Secrets Act. So if there's somebody out there that's selling 90% of the guns, we don't know who that is. We can't be told who that is. The delay in the release of the data is to protect proprietary information that may be included in the reported numbers. It is not hard to see that knowing precisely how many 380 pistols, for example, were sold by any manufacturer could be used to a competitive advantage. Now, 2015 was a record year for NICS checks at 23,141,970. It will take another year before we find out if the number of firearms added to the private stock exceeded the record set in 2013 of 16.031 million. Now, according to Dean Weingarten, he thinks that the numbers that were added in 2015 were anywhere from 13.422 million, but could be as high as 17.588 million, which would be the highest numbers ever. And that's all based on the 2013 ratio of NICS checks to firearms added. So, at that point, we're tickling 400 million guns. At 17, well, at either one of these, we're tickling 400 million guns. We're at 375 million guns. Now, this is what I use to qualify my position that, let's say they did confirm Garland. Let's say that he did get up there and somehow or other he made Roberts recall Heller. Or maybe there's a process by which they can vote to recall a case or something. I don't know what it is. They vote to recall Heller and they do away with Heller. Let's say that, and that's really all they can do at that point. That's all they can do. At that point, then the feds can try to trigger laws to lead to gun confiscation, gun bans, that kind of thing. Let's say they do all of that. Then the big problem becomes, one, there's nearly 400 million guns out there. Nearly 400 million guns out there. Now, think about that. With nearly 136 million gun owners out there, how is that going to, how is a few things on paper or in the purview of a bunch of unconstitutional tyrants. How is that going? If they change things enough to where we suddenly become outlaws, how are they going to enforce it? That's the problem. How are they going to enforce it? Well, the short answer to that is they can't. This would be a logistical nightmare. Just the hunters. Ammo sales, I don't know about ammo sales. I will find out about ammo sales. Being asked about ammo sales in the chat room. But just the hunters alone. The hunters of the United States are the largest, they are the largest land army by far of any entity, any military entity on the planet. Now, no, they don't have an Air Force and a strategic bomber wing and Bradleys and all that other stuff. But at the end of the day, what wins wars, what wins in the field of combat are boots on the ground. This is why the infantry is the queen of battle. You can fly over something and drop all the bombs you want. We tried that. We've done that. We did it in Afghanistan. We've been in Afghanistan. We were in Afghanistan for 10 years. When we went into Afghanistan, there was 35,000 hardcore Taliban. Most of them couldn't read. Most of them had never seen a toilet. We couldn't lock them down in 10 years. They're out there cannibalizing all kinds of stuff to make Anfields work, and they held it off. Taliban is resurgent. They're in the middle of their resurgence. So think about what happens when you take on 136 million angry gun owners, or just 10%, 20% of that number, 3% of that number, if you will. Just think about how that plays. Not a good day to be a tyrant. We'll be right back.
If you want to raise the next generation of patriot leaders, take a look at Freedom Project Academy, a Judeo-Christian online school for kindergarten through high school. No common core teaching methods or high-stakes testing. Freedom Project Academy is government-free, doesn't accept any government funding, and is a fully accredited private school. All classes are taught live online with real teachers across the country. Open enrollment runs March through July, but classes fill up quickly. Check them out at fpeusa.org. That's fpeusa.org.
Hi, Pat Matthews again. I want to talk to you about selling online. And when I say selling, I'm talking about your home, your car, and even buying a house or a new set of wheels. There's a new kid in town, and that's BuySellMakeOffer.com. The revolution has already begun, and I invite you to be a part of it. You see, get in on the ground floor, because BuySellMakeOffer.com never charges item fees. Can you imagine what the other guys might charge you for selling a car on their site? Let alone a house. Well, BuySellMakeOffer.com doesn't do that. And you can use Skype and YouTube videos to sell your products, big or small. Go right now to BuySellMakeOffer.com and set up your account. For as little as $7.95 per month, you can sell up to 50 items. And they'll give you the first 30 days free just to try it out. Remember, no per item fees. Join the revolution today. BuySellMakeOffer.com. And tell them Pat Matthews sent you.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year.
A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy, for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health issue and company and other factors. Not available in all states.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
All right. A little presidential talk if we can. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio, this is Lock and Load. Number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show brought to you by AmmunitionDepot.com.
27,000 square feet, 50 million rounds on hand, outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. Now, back in July of 2015, one of the few pundits out there that was making a prediction at that point was Pat Buchanan, who I don't like. I have never liked Pat Buchanan. I've never understood the absolute fascination with Pat Buchanan. However, this prediction that he was making then makes him look like Nostradamus right now, and I have to give the man credit because he got it right. And this is what being a realist is all about. This is, you know, I'm a constitutionalist and I'm a realist. And as a realist, I'm getting ready to fight with what we're going to have. Now, if the poll numbers continue to hold and if things continue the way they're going to go, at least on the popular vote, Trump is the nominee for the Republican Party. Buchanan came out with a second prediction. Despite this Republican wailing over his prospective nomination aside, he believes that Donald Trump can beat Hillary Clinton like a drum in November. I share that opinion. See, the big fear here is not that Trump can't win in a head-to-head contest with Hillary. The big fear is that he will win in a contest with Hillary. If he wins, no matter how you feel about him, no matter what you think he's going to do, that changes the dynamic of politics in Washington, D.C. for a very long time, because he will go up there beholden to no one. He will owe nobody. There will be no special interest money going in there behind him. Coming from the Washington Post, March 18, 2016. As a moral question, it is straightforward. The mission of any responsible Republican should be to block a Trump nomination and election. The Orwellian headline over that editorial, "To defend our democracy, the GOP must aim for a brokered convention." That's beautiful. Here, defending democracy requires Republicans in leadership to cancel the Democratic decision of the largest voter turnout in any of the primaries in American history. That's what that requires. In order to defend what they think is dear, they've got to go out there and nullify every vote that everybody that is, you know, that cast their vote for Trump. They got to go out there and nullify. And this is now a moral imperative for Republicans. Now, the Post celebrate democracy all the time, as long as we, the voters, get it right according to their vision. When we don't get it right, then see, all of a sudden, the parties have to rise up and they have to come out and save the respective, you know, the respective parties, because I guess they're more important than the people. Whatever you may think about Trump, he has exposed not only how far out of touch the political elites are, but how insular this audience that listens to the military, to the media elite, you know. I mean, I can't get it right because they all seem to be about the same thing. Understandably, his rivals are hesitant to take him on. Because let's look at who has taken him on. Marco Rubio is effectively out of politics now. He's not running for re-election for the Senate. He says he's not going to consider being anybody's VP pick. So he's basically out of politics. Bye-bye, little Marco. Jeb Bush, he spent $120 million for what? For what? He didn't even poll 5%. But the big media, the Post, the Wall Street Journal, New York Times, they have been relentless and ruthless. They don't mind attacking him. And every time they do that, his strength with voters seems to grow. It is indirect. It's the opposite reaction to the savagery of the attacks. Then we have the National Review, the Weekly Standard, and all of the other accredited conservative columnists of the big op-ed pages. And their hostility to Trump seems to rise commensurate with his rising polls as well. As the Wizard of Oz was exposed as a very little man hiding behind a curtain with a big megaphone, our media establishment is unlikely ever again to be seen as formidable as it once was. And then there's the GOP. Those Republicans who assert that a Trump nomination would be a moral stain, a scarlet letter, the death of the party, they are most likely describing what a Trump nomination would mean to their own ideology and interests. Barry Goldwater lost 44 states in 1964, and the GOP fell to less than a third of Congress. And the Rockefeller wing wailed, "The Republican Party is dead." It actually wasn't dead. Only the Rockefeller wing of the Republican Party died. After the Great Yellowstone Fire in the summer of 88, the spring of 89 produced astonishing green growth everywhere. 1964 was the Yellowstone Fire of the GOP, burning up 1 million acres of dead wood, preparing the path for party renewal. Renewal often follows rebellion. Republican strength today on Capitol Hill and in state offices is at levels unseen since Calvin Coolidge. Turnout in the GOP primaries has been running at levels unseen in American history, while turnout in the Democratic primaries is below what it was in the Obama-Clinton race of 2008. This opportunity should be a cause for rejoicing. Not all of this weeping and gnashing of teeth. If the party in Cleveland can bring together the Trump, Ted Cruz, Marco Rubio, and John Kasich forces, the White House, the Supreme Court, and Congress are all within reach. Now consider this. Clinton was beaten by Bernie Sanders in Michigan. That should be very troubling to her, because she's big union. And she lost in Michigan to Bernie Sanders. She was pressed hard in Ohio and Illinois on her support for NAFTA and the trade deals of the Clinton-Bush-Obama era that eviscerated American manufacturing and led to the loss of millions of factory jobs and stagnation of wages. Sanders' issues are Trump's issues, and he's beating her in industrial places and pushing her hard in other ways. Trump campaign across the industrial Midwest, Pennsylvania, New Jersey, featuring attacks on Hillary Clinton's support for NAFTA, the WTO, MFN for China, and her backing of amnesty and citizenship for illegal immigrants and for the Iraq and Libyan debacles is a winning hand. lately. Lately, 116 architects and subcontractors of the Bush 1 and 2 foreign policy took their own version of the Oxford Oath. They will not for nor serve in a Trump administration. Even Karl Rove, though, is beginning to change a little bit and say, maybe we could make him better. But these guys that say they're not going to serve under Trump, that's fine. Let them go. Let them go. Their departure testifies that Trump is something new and different from the foreign policy failures this crowd did so much to produce. The worst mistake he could make would be to tailor his winning positions on trade, immigration, and intervention to court those losers that are threatening not to be a part of it. If he wins, Trump should reach out to the defeated establishment of the party, even though he cannot compromise the issues that brought him where he is. And he can't embrace the failed policy that the establishment produced. He's got a bunch of aces in his hand right now. He's not been a part of any of this. He hasn't driven up any of this debt. He hasn't rubber stamped anything. This is not a hostile takeover of the Republican Party. If this were a company, the Republican Party, we, the voters, would be the shareholders. This is a rebellion of the shareholders who are voting to throw out the corporate officers and the board of directors that have ran the company into the ground. In this particular case, the company here is our country. If you don't want the status quo, you got to stop going with the status quo. No matter who is at the head of that rebellion. We'll be right back.
What would you call a gun shop that's thought out and listens to the calls from the tactical community? A shop that looks like a tactical operator's boutique. The only name that makes sense is Reactive Gunworks. Reactive Gunworks specializes in making the hard-hit more easily obtained.
No more waiting for the build or availability.
Reactive Gunworks seeks out the latest and the best with a discerning taste.
Go to ReactiveGunworks.com. The weapons you want without any delays.
Looking for an edge. Eliminating your faults. Creating a fusion between man and weapon. This is S3F Solutions. S3F ignores the naysayers, stepping out of the box and reimagining weapons modification with an approach that is altogether different. Paying special attention to the components that shape the shot, S3F smooths the space between each pull of the trigger, equaling more rounds down range in less time. S3FSolutions.com. In an imperfect world, accuracy matters.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.